Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
I'm not afraid to die. Dobar dan, želim, ovo je Žikica Simića, ovo je emisija Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo pesmu Roadhouse Blues, izveo sastav Doorsa, njihovog albuma Morrison Hotel. Cela naša večerašnja emisija biće posvećena pesmama koje su na ovaj ili onaj način posvećene pivu. Jedna od najpoznatijih takvih pesama je upravo ova koja se sada završila, u kojoj postoje oni legendarni stihovi za koje pretpostavimo da ih je Jim Morrison napisao, koji glase probudih se ovog jutra i popih pivo, budućnost je neizvesna, a kraj je blizu. U takvom osjećanju započinjemo i večerašnju emisiju. Ja bih najradije sedeo u kući i plakao, međutim ono staro estradno pravilo koje kaže da show mora da se odigra do kraja, me je dovelo ovde pred ovaj mikrofon da i ovo večerašnje izdanje Neonske duge uradimo onako kako to treba i kako dolikuje. I mislim da smo započeli na pravi način. Jedan od najpoznatijih pivskih pesama u istoriji rock muzike, Roadhouse Blues, bila na samom početku. Robbie Krieger, gitarista benda Doors, u jednom intervjuu rekao da ne postoji bar u Sjedinjenim Državama u kojem ako sedite bar pola sata nećete jednom da čujete ovu pesmu. Ja mislim da je to potpuno tačno, pošto je ovo, ja mislim, ultimativna barska melodija. Pivo je tu vrlo važan sastojak, a još dve pesme, ja mislim, isto tako imaju veliku reputaciju kada je ova tematika u pitanju. Mislim na pesmu Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers sastava ZZ Top i legendarnu pesmu Georgia Thorogooda i njegovog benda Destroyers koja se zove Drink Alone. U obe ove pesme se slavi pivo. Pivo i rock and roll su povezani na neraskidiv način i mi ćemo u večerašnjoj emisiji pokušati da objasnimo tu vezu, i ne samo da je objasnimo, nego i Boga mi da je proslavimo i da joj damo neki značaj za koji mislimo da ga posjeduje. Evo kako su ZZ Top i George Thorogood napisali pesme o pivu. To su slavne pesme. ZZ Top će izvesti Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, a George Thorogood I Drink Alone. Ovo su ZZ Top.
Hellraiser, yeah.
Balkanska duga.
Ovo je bio George Thorogood zajedno sa svojim bandom Destroyer, sa njihovog albuma Maverick. Čuli smo pesmu I Drink Alone, pesmu u kojoj se peva o pivu i drugim alkoholnim napicima. Prije toga smo čuli sastav ZZ Top u numeri Beer Drinkers and Hell Raisers sa njihovog jednog ranog albuma, također jedna od vrlo važnih pesama koja se bavi ovom tematikom, koja će večeras biti tema naše emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Znači, to je pivo i odnos između rock'n'rolla i piva. Guardian, čuvena engleska novina, kada se bavila ovom tematikom, započela je taj svoj tekst citatom koji je pripisan Platonu. Navodno je Platon rekao, onaj ko je izmislio pivo, taj je bio mudar čovek, i ja mislim da to tako jeste, a onaj ko je bio na bilo kojem rock koncertu zna da je ta veza između piva i rock'n'rolla neraskidiva, i da jedno drugo, da je to jedna komplementarna stvar, da se dopunjava i da tek zajedno dovodi do nekog potpunog užitka. Veliki autori rock muzike, vrlo ozbiljni autori, dobitnici najvećih svetskih priznanja, su također se bavili ovom tematikom. Bob Dylan, Chris Christopherson i Tom Waits, ja mislim trojica možda i po najvećih autora rockerskih pesama, svako od njih se na ovaj način dodirnuo piva i njegovog značaja, kako u rock muzici, tako boga mi u svakodnevnom životu. Pivo je znači jedan, kako bi se reklo, opšte narodni napitak, prihvaćen od svih, jednostavan i, rekao bih, jeftin, upravo onakav kako bi trebalo da bude i rock muzika dostupan svakome. Bob Dylan u pesmi Tongued Up in Blue ima onaj čuveni stih u kojem kaže, stihove u kojima kaže, radila je u topless baru, a ja sam se vratio da popijem pivo, i eto razloga da se ta pesma nađe na repertoaru večerašnjih izdanja Neonske duge. Chris Christopherson je čovjek koji je imao jedan život ispunjen raznoraznim avanturama, a vrlo često kao pogonsko gorivo za taj njegov avanturistički život je služio alkohol, pivo pre svega, boga mi neki žešći napici. Ima puno pesama Krisa Kristofersona koje se bave ovom tematikom. Za ovu priliku smo odabrali pesmu To Beat the Devil, koja govori o jednom putujućem sviraču i nekom čovjeku u ovom zatiču nekom baru i njihovom razgovoru uz pivo, i da bi na kraju ovog narodnog segmenta čuli Toma Vejca koji će otpevati pesmu sa možda i najboljim naslovom, zove se Toplo pivo i hladne žene, Warm Beer and Cold Women, i to live verzija s njegovog albuma Nighthawks, a to Dider. To je ono što nam sledi u narodnom segmentu. Na početku Bob Dylan, pesma je Tongued Up in Blue.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Trying to let me blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just started from a different point of view.
Back, I come across a great and wasted friend of mine in the hallway of a recording studio, and while he was reciting some poetry to me that he'd written, I saw that he was about a step away from dying, and I couldn't help but wonder why. And the lines of this song occurred to me. I'm happy to say he's no longer wasted, and he's got him a good woman. And I'd like to dedicate this to John and June, who helped show me how to beat the devil. It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Road. And I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul. Keep the chilly wind off my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey. My hunger needed beans. But it'd been a month of payday since I'd heard that eagle scream. So with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I left my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you'd call it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling and sawdust on the floor. Friendly shadows. I saw that there was just one old man sitting at the bar. And in the mirror I could see him checking me and my guitar. And he turned and said, come up here, boy, and show us what you are. I said, I'm dry. and he bought me a beer. He nodded at my guitar and said, it's a tough life, ain't it? I just looked at him. He said, you ain't making any money, are you? I said, you've been reading my mail. He just smiled, said, let me see that guitar. I got something you ought to hear. Then he laid it on me. If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's gonna hear? And if you should die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, who do you think's gonna care? There were other lonely singers in a world turned deaf and blind who were crucified for what they tried to show. And their voices have been scattered by the swirling winds of time, 'cause the truth remains that no one wants to know. Well, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before. Back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door, when no one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor, and lonesome was more than a state of mind. You see, the devil haunts a hungry man. If you don't want to join him, you gotta beat him. I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I drank his beer for nothing. Then I stole his song. And you still can hear me singing to the people who don't listen to the things that I am saying, praying someone's gonna hear. And I guess I'll die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could change, hoping someone's gonna care. I was born a lonely singer, and I'm bound to die the same. But I've got to feed the hunger in my soul. And if I never have a nickel, I won't ever die ashamed, 'cause I don't believe that no one wants to know.
Fit in. Is every joint I stumble into tonight? It's just how it's been. All these double-knit strangers with tin and vermouth and the recycled stories in the Naugahyde. Platinum blondes, tobacco brunettes, I'll just be drinking to forget you. I'll light another cigarette, and the band's playing something by Tammy Wynette, and a drink are on me tonight. All my conversations now, I'll just be talking about you, babe. I'm boring some sailor as I try to get through. I just want him to listen now. That's all you have to do. He said, I'm better off without you. Until I showed him my tattoo. And now the moon's rising. There ain't no time to lose. Time to get down to drinking. Tell a band to play the blues. The drinks are on me.
damned saloon.
PGP RTS sa ponosom predstavlja DVD izdanje Vlada i bajka sve naše godine. U prodaji.
Novi CD u izdanju PGP RTS-a. Tamara Žeželj, Oprezna. U prodaju.
Kaže, ljubav je s tobom, opasan put. Borim se s tim uzalud.
Eko.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo Toma Vejca u pesmi Woman Beer and Cold Women. To je jel ta dva pojma, toplo pivo i hladne žene, su verovatno najveća obeležja nekakvog imaginarnog rockerskog pakla. Čuli smo i Krisa Kristofersona u jednoj barskoj pripovesti, skaski koju nam je on ispričao u okviru pesme The Beat and the Devil, To Beat the Devil, u kojoj, a koji taj događaj jel bi mogao da bude i sastavni deo nekog filma Sema Peckinpoha, jer se odvija očigledno u nekoj kantini, negde u nekoj zabiti na granicama svetova, i naravno Boba Dylan u njegovoj najbolje mogućoj prezentaciji sa albuma Blood on the Tracks, pesma Tango and Up in Blue, verovatno jedan od najboljih albuma koje je Bob Dylan snimio u svojoj karijeri. Mi nastavljamo dalje uz kapitana Beefheart, kome smo nedavno posvetili celu emisiju. Sa njegovog albuma Clear Spot čućemo njegovu kontemplaciju potpuno otkrčenu u skladu sa reputacijom kapitana Beefhearta o flašama sa dugim vratom i svim nekim asocijacijama koje kapitan Beefheart pronalazi na tu temu. I odmah potom slušamo jednog od najvećih evropskih autora popularnih pesama, Jacques'a Brela, koji ima fantastičnu pesmu La Bière, pivo, u kojoj govori da svet od Londona do Berlina smrdi na pivo, ali da je to nešto najbolje moguće što može da nam se desi. Jacques Brel, inače Belgijanac poreklom, čovjek koji samom tom činjenicom je ekspert za pivo, jer svi znamo da je berlinsko pivo jedan vrhunski proizvod. Evo, znači, kako dva velika autora popularne muzike se bave ovom temom koju smo mi odabrali za večerašnji sadržaj Neonske duge. To je pivo, prvo Kapetan Beefheart, pesma se zove Long Neck Bottles.
One night she got to drinking, got out and shut up the town. I'll be damned, she didn't bring that plane down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one sure could shut them down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one sure could shut them down. One night she stopped drinking down by the river. She tied up the river and backed the ocean down. I don't like to talk about no my women. This one sure could hold her long neck bottle bill down. Set him up and got right out of town. Cause she picked them up a plenty and she laid a lot of them down. Woman like long neck bottles and a big head on her beer. Now you got that down, you got that down. Well, I don't like to talk about my women, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Then I'm gonna get right out of town. Well, one night she got to drinking, got out and shot up the town. I'll be damned, she didn't bring an airplane down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one, sure could, sure enough could chuck them down.
Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein d'Eulenspiegel et de ses cousins et d'arrière-cousins de Bruegel l'ancien. C'est plein de vent du nord qui mord comme un chien, le porc qui dort, le ventre plein. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein de verres pleins qui
qui vont à kermesse, comme vont à messe, vieilles au matin. C'est plein de jours morts et d'amour gelé. Chez nous, y'a que l'été, que les fillettes encore. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres. Qui soignent leurs souvenirs en mouillant de rire leurs poilchons blancs. C'est plein de débutants qui soignent leurs féroles en caracolant de Prosit en Skol. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent C'est plein d'Amsterdam, c'est plein de mains d'hommes au groupe des femmes. C'est plein de mes mères qui ont depuis toujours un sein pour la bière, un sein pour l'amour. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi. L'alcool est blond, le diable est à nous. Les gens sans Espagne ont besoin des deux. On fait des montagnes avec ce qu'on peut.
Jedan od najvećih evropskih šansonjera, Jacques Brel, izveo je pesmu La Bière, kao Belgijanac rođen, jel, poznaje pivo i zna njegov značaj i važnost i sve njegove prednosti. Isto tako i kapetan Bigfoot u pesmi Long Neck Bottles, koji je ispričao tu svoju fantazmagoriju povezanu sa flašama sa dugim vratom i nekim asocijacijama na ženski rod. Kapetan Bigfoot u top formi sa tom fantastičnom usnom harmonikom. Pre toga smo bili Tom Waits, Chris Christopherson i Bob Dylan, na taj način smo absolvirali te velike rock and roll autore i boga mi ove šansonjere, a sad smo došli do bluzera. Bluzeri su se također vrlo često bavili, to je jedna od bazičnih tema njihove muzike, alkohol, pivo također, ili pre svega, tako da ćemo mi sada vama prezentirati tri pesme koje dolaze iz tog muzičkog idioma koji zovemo blues. John Lee Hooker, vjerojatno jedan od najvećih majstora te vrste muzike, ima čuvenu pesmu One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, koju svaki ljubitelj blues muzike, a boga mi svaki ljubitelj rock muzike zna na pamet. To ćemo emitovati, zatim ćemo emitovati pesmu Memphis Slima, Beer Drinking Woman, koja govori o jednoj isto barskoj zgodi u kojoj Memphis Slim priznaje da je ušao u bar sa $45, da kad je izašao imao je samo nekoliko centi zbog toga što je u baru upoznao ženu koja voli da pije pivo i rekao je da više nikad neće se vraćati u taj bar. O tome priča u toj pesmi i naravno na kraju jednog velikog majstora New Orleanske muzike Davea Bartolome Mua, koji će otpevati pesmu meni veoma zabavnog naslova koja se zove Ko je popio moje pivo dok sam bio u klonji. To je jedna ovako večita kafanska, kako bi se rekao, dilema i sumnja šta se dešava s pivom dok konzument udalji od stola, i Dave Bartolomeo je to uzeo za temu te svoje vrlo zanimljive i duhovite i poznate pesme. Ovo je John Lee Hooker, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer.
Come here, I want another drink and I want it now. baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby, sir, not a full egg. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. And then I sit there, getting high, mellow, knocked out, feeling good. And by that time, I looked on the wall, at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar, at the bartender. Said, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Foley. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. And by that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, it was 1:45. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, so what do you want? Well, one bourbon, one scotch, and one bill.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
I walked into a beer tavern. You give a girl a nice time. I had $45 when I entered. When I left, I had one dime. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman. I don't wanna feel no more. When I spit down to my last dime, she said, darling, I know you're not through. I told her, yes, baby doll, and the diploma belongs to you. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Lord, that was a beer drinking woman. I don't want to see her no. She'd often say, excuse me a minute, I've got to step around here. And every time she'd come back, she'd say, daddy, buy me another quart of beer. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman. I don't want to be no. I've got to step off, baby. Are there anything else you lack? She says, daddy, I'll keep this table. If you promise me you'll be back. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman. I don't want to see her no.
one more dime. She said, Daddy, buy me a small bottle of beer so I can concentrate my mind. Was that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know me? Don't you know? What kind of woman was that? Well, she was a beer-drinking woman. I don't want to see her no more.
I stroll into this ballroom with my pipes as dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bit on Jesse Vaporator scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown boocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Bio Dave Bartolomeo, jedan od najvećih majstora New Orleanske muzike, uz Cosima Matasu i Alana Tosena, verovatno i najveći. Možda široj publici poznat kao jedan važan saradnik Fetsa Domina. Pesma je bila Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear. Pre toga Memphis Slim u onoj sjajnoj blues temi Beer Drinking Woman i naravno John Lee Hooker, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, te smo na taj način apsolvirali i metod kojim su se blues muzičari bavili ovom temom koja se inače Neonska duga duboko uronjena u tugu bavi večeras u svom izdanju. To je pivo kao napitak koji je na neraskidiv način povezan sa rock muzikom, sa muzikom koju mi protežiramo u ovoj našoj emisiji. Ko je bio na jednom rock koncertu zna da je ta veza zaista neverovatna i da tek sa čašom piva u ruci možete na pravi način da razumete šta se zapravo dešava na jednom takvom happeningu. Pored blues muzičari i country muzičari su naravno imali na svom repertuaru ovu temu. Mi ćemo sada čuti dvojicu po najvećih, to su Johnny Cash i Tom T. Hall. Oni će otpevati pesme Johnny Cash, I Hardly Ever Sing Beer Drinking Song, i Tom T. Hall pesmu I Like a Beer, dok će Sammy Smith, jedna možda manje poznata pevačica, ali fenomenalna pevačica, izvesti pesmu Chrisa Christophersona Sunday Morning Coming Down, pa mogli smo da kažemo možda i najbolju pesmu koja se bavi ovom temom, u kojoj postoje oni čuveni stihovi doručkovao sam pivo, a kasnije ću valjda i uguzeti kao desert. To je Sammy Smith otpeva na svom potpuno fenomenalnom albumu kojem ja topo preporučam, koji se zove Help Me Make It Through the Night, na kojem inače ona peva pesme Krista Kristofersona. To je ploča koju morate da čujete i to je, mislim, najbolja ploča sa Kristofersonim pesmama, čak ja mislim bolja i od one koje je Willie Nelson snimio. To je ono što nas čeka u sledećem segmentu, znači veliki country majstori, majstori tog odmetničkog načina života u kojem je pivo jako važan ovaj sastojak. Jedan od najvećih se zove Johnny Cash, pesma koju će nam pevati večeras, I Hardly Ever Sing Beer Drinking Song.
I hardly ever sing beer drinking song, and when they play them cheating tunes, I never sing along. I never ever sing the blues. I've forgotten Born to Lose, and I hardly ever sing beer drinking song. I hardly ever walk the floor and cry, and I don't think I've ever said I feel like I could die. I don't ever lay awake, I never think my heart will break. I hardly ever walk the floor and cry. I hardly ever sing beer drinking song. I can't put much feeling in saying love has all gone wrong. I don't lose no sleep at night, 'cause things with you are going right. And I hardly ever sing beer drinking song. Make me worry, and you never make me weak. I never wonder if you're true. I spend the night curled up with you, and I never call your name out in my sleep. I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs, and when they play them cheating tunes, I never sing along. I never ever sing the blues. I've forgotten Born to Lose, and I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me
feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed
that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my clothes, from my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to greet the day. Well, I'd smoked my brain the night before, cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can. He was kicking. Then across the empty street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday. Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning. In the park, I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl. He was swinging. And then I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing, and it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday. sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down.
Bilo je to Sammy Smith, čuli smo u pesmi Krisa Kristofersona Sunday Morning Coming Down u okviru ovog večerašnjeg izdanja emisije Neonskog duga, koje je posvećeno pesmama koje se bave pivom ili su inspirisane tim napitkom ili su nadahnute tom nekom vrstom duha koje pivo pije, emaniraju kad se nalaze u blizu rock muzike. To je znači bila Sammy Smith, pre toga Tom T. Hall u numeri I Like Beer, u kojoj kaže da voli da pije pivo zato što je dostupno, da je viski suviše žestok, da je šampanjac suviše skup, a kad popije votku onda ne zna šta priča, tako da otprilike pivo ispada najbolja stvar za Toma T. Hola, tog velikog autora country pesama, za koga su rekli da je Mark Twain country muzike, i naravno Johnny Cash u svojoj sjajnoj pesmi I Hardly Ever Sing Beer Drinking Songs. Nastavljamo dalje, ovog puta uz one rockere koji su bili povezani sa onim velikim pokretom 80-ih i 90-ih godina prošlog veka koji smo zvali novi američki rock. Čućemo sastav The Replacements u njihovoj pesmi Beer for Breakfast, koja se pojavila na album All for Nothing, Nothing for All. U okviru Replacements je naravno delo Paul Westerberg, jedan najtalentovanijih autora rockerskih pesama. On je to ostao i do danas, mada mu je karijera nije tako uspešna kao što su to možda mnogi zamišljali, ali ovo što je radio sa sastavom Replacements je zaista izvanredno. Potom slušamo Marka Aitzena, takođe velikog autora koga čak legendarni magazin Rolling Stone jedne godine proglasio za najvećeg i najboljeg autora rock muzike u toj nekoj godini. Ne mogu da setim tačno koja je to bila. Čućemo ga u pesmi sa albuma San Francisco, How Many Six Packs Does It Take to Screw in the Light. To je ona pesma koja se nalazi u onaj čuveni stih koji inače dobro ocrtava tu neku neprilagođenost koju Marka Aitzena emanira kako u životu, tako bogami i u svojim pesmama, a koji glasi da se na nekoj žurci osjećao kao Sam Peckinpah sa buketom od otrovnog bršljena. To verovatno znate, i naravno slušamo Jeffa Tweedija i njegov fantastični band Wilco, već legendarnoj temi koja se zove Passenger Side. To je znači ono kako su američki rockeri 80-ih i 90-ih godina prošlog veka tretirali temu kojom se Neonska duga bavi večeras, a ta tema je legendarni napitak pivo, koji nam svima čini da se bolje osjećamo i da bolje podnosimo, ako ništa drugo, ono bar ove tropske vrućine koje sam ovih dana saletila. Ovo su Replacements i pesma se zove Beer for Breakfast.
nothing like a little vacation once in a while. At the cable car hotel, San Francisco style. For 3 nights and 3 days, Jesus hung on a boombox while it played. Every single song ever sung by Billie Holiday. How many six-packs does it take to screw in a lie? Yeah, it's good to be alive. Sometimes it's alright.
Bili su ovo Wilco, pesma je Passenger Side, jedna zaista vrlo poznata i vrlo lepa pesma, pre toga American Music Club s albumom San Francisco i grupa The Replacements u numeri Beer for Breakfast. U ovoj našoj večerašnjoj emisiji posvećenoj pesmama koje se bave pivom, takozvanim pivskim pesmama, bave se na ovaj ili na onaj način. Rekao smo već da je časopis, odnosno list Guardian svoj tekst na ovu temu započeo citatom koji se pripisuje Platonu, da je Platon rekao onaj koji je izmislio pivo, taj je bio mudar čovjek, i mislim da i ove pesme potvrđuju tu dobru observaciju tog starog grčkog filozofa, bar ove koje smo do sada slušali. Ja mislim da će i ove, u buduć, i ove koje slede također to potvrditi, a sada su na redu dve pesme koje potiču sa srpsko-hrvatskog govornog područja, znači bendovi i naši bendovi, ovi XU bendovi su takođe bavili ovom temom na ovaj ili onaj način. Grupa Party Breakers, naš ponajbolji rock band, na svom albumu Kiselo i slatko ima pesmu Javi se, u kojoj se kaže: bolestan sam, bole me noge od piva, nestajem u noć razbijen na hiljade života. Pivo kao uzrok i kao nekih zdravstvenih problema, boga mi, i nekih egzistencijalnih. I onda potom ćemo čuti grupu Azra sa njihovog legendarnog live albuma Ravno do dna. Čućemo pesmu Pametni knjiški ljudi, u kojoj Johnny Štulić ima sledeće stihove. Kažem Čeri da smo stranci, kao što to i Morrison reče, usamljeni marginalci polusveta. Čera me i dalje sluša, pije pivu, pljugu duva, gleda nekud u daljinu u noć. Odlično, odlični stihovi Johnny Štulića, dobro povezani sa ovim napitkom o kojem mi večeras ovde pričamo. Pametni knjiški ljudi, poznata pesma grupe Azra, ovog puta u live verziji sa albuma Ravno do dna, ali pre toga Party Breakers, Javi se.
Thank you. Javi se, skini me sa vešala, javi se, upali svetla u ovom mraku.
Raspravljali smo mnoge stvari i kužili sje. Čeri spike, nikad dosta. Pita me o planovima. Smije mi se baca for. Da osvime me.
Slušate Radio Beograd 2. Naše emisije možete slušati uživo ili preuzeti nakon emitovanja na našem sajtu rts.rs/radiobeograd2.
I evo dođu smo do tri pesme koje su moje omiljene pesme koje se bave, znači, ovom temom. Tri moje omiljene pivske pesme. Prvo njih je pesma King of Beers, izvešće sastav Treat Her Right, u okviru kojega je svirao Max Hammond, nekada kasnije poznati lider grupe Morfin. Ovo su njegovi bluzerski dani. Mark Sandman je ovde napisao jednu fantastičnu pesmu koja govori o tim šankerskim događanjima, i to sve sa jednom onako bitničkom filozofijom koja ovde provejava, a sve to, znači, povezano i sa rokom i sa bluzom. Mark Sandman je bio majstor za tu vrstu posla. Pesma se zove King of Beers, a potom slušamo Two Nice Girls, jedan teksaški trio, sastavljeno tri devojke koje su bile, onako, kako se to kaže, gay orijentacije, I na toj pesmi, na tom albumu se nalazi jedna pesma koja se zove Potrošila sam poslednjih $10 na kontracepciju i pivo, i to je po mom mišljenju jedna od najduhovitijih i najboljih pesama koja se bavi temom piva, ironična, sarkastična, provokativna, baš onako kako treba da bude jedna rock pesma, a isto tako i Dan Penn, legendarni autor ovakve vrste muzike, je na albumu Nobody's Fool napravio pesmu koja se zove Tear Joint, koja glavna caka je u poigravanju, jel, rečima Tear Joint, Beer Joint, i razumet ćete sve o čemu vam Dan Penn peva. Sve se to zbiva u nekom baru, opet negde izgubljenom u nekom rockerskom univerzumu. Tri moje omiljene pivske pesme, prva od njih se zove King of Beers, sastav je Treat Her Right, peva Mark Sandman.
The way of saying to her was the king of everything. She used to like the way I drive. She looked so happy by my side. Now I'm just the king of beer. Simply driving down the road. You start with two and then there's one. It's hard for one to get along. Remember that night we were driving just like this. Could have another chance. That night I wouldn't drive so fast. But of course that's in the past. There is no going back. There is no going back.
Duga.
When I was
I look to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man. It really was too much. Disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. But Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heartbreak, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy, just a cheap, double-breasted suited man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was young. I guess it was that old rum and coke. I guess that I my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head up here. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside her man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. Oh, the certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone awry. And so I say, $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head out of fear and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
This ain't no beer joint, it's a tear joint. Just a place where lonely people like to come and sit and cry. This ain't no beer joint, it's a tear joint. And I feel one more void from mine. Set them up, my friend. Yes, I'm back again. Would you please bring me a tall one? Caught my troubles, I'm up the small. Thank the Lord.
joint. No, it's a tear joint. Just a place where lonely people like to come and sit and cry. This ain't no beer joint. In the jukebox and watch this old loser cry when they play them old sad songs. Well, they bring back all the bygones and all the rights that turned out wrong. Suddenly they come back strong. This ain't no beer joint, it's a tear joint. Just a place where lonely people like to come and sit and cry. No, this ain't no beer joint. It's only a tear joint. And I feel one more falling from my
Ecco.
Novi CD u izdanju PGP RTS-a. Tamara Žeželj, Oprezna. U prodaju.
Kaže, ljubav je s tobom, opasan put. Borim se s tim u zalu.
PGP RTS sa ponosom predstavlja DVD izdanje Vlada i bajka sve naše godine. U prodaji.
Eko.
Godišnji konkurs Radio Beograda 2 za studentsku nagradu Neda De Polo. Priznanje i prva nagrada za kreativni doprinos radio izrazu sastoji se od povelje i 1000 evra iz fonda Neda De Polo.
Radiofonska ostvarenja svih žanrova nastala od 1. septembra prošle do 31. avgusta ove godine dostaviti do 1. septembra sekretarijatu Radio Beograda 2.
Prijavu za konkurs preuzmite sa sajta www.radiobeograd.rs.
Radio Beograd 2.
Pre ovog seta reklama i ovih objava smo čuli Dana Penna, Two Nice Girls i Treat Her Right u pesmama koje za se bave jel, pivom na ovaj ili na onaj način i rekao već da su to moje omiljene pesme. Na taj način smo apsolvirali ovu temu što se večeras tiče. Ove posljednje minute večerašnje emisije iskoristit ćemo da najavimo jedan koncert koji će se desiti u Beogradu 28. ovog meseca u Domu omladine. Nastupit će čuveni američki folk muzičar Mark Olson zajedno sa Ingun Ringwald sa kojom trenutno ovaj nastupa, boga mi, i deli život. Mark Olson je nekada svirao u okviru sastav Jayhawks, radi se o legendarnom rock muzičaru koji je napisao neke zaista izuzetne pesme. Imali smo prilike već pre mnogo godina da ga gledamo i slušamo u Beogradu zajedno sa Victorijom Williams. To je bio jedan neverovatan koncert. Pretpostavljam da će i ovaj u petak biti isto tako dobar kao što je bio i taj pre mnogo godina. Mark Olson piše sjajne pesme, s njim će te večeri pored Ringwald nastupiti i Željko Markuš koji će ovaj uvesti publiku u sva ta događanja, a mi ćemo vam ovaj predstaviti Marka Olsona i Ingun Ringwald u dve pesme Poison Oleander i Dear Elizabeth, koje se nalaze na njihovom aktualnom repertuaru i koje će nam verovatno te večeri u Domu omladine izvesti. Ovo su Marka Olson i Ingun Ringwald, večeras su emisiji Neonska duga, a za nekoliko dana u Domu omladine u okviru beogradskog koncerta. Pesma se zove Poison Oleander.
Paper falls in the raked up yard. no one to write your song. Leave now, don't look back and pull the wings. Where are the yellow hummingbird flowers?
To je bilo to što smo pripremili za večeras. Bio su ovo Marko Olson i Ingun Ringvold, njegova aktualna partnerka u pesmi Dear Elizabeth, i pre toga smo i čuli u numeri Poison Oleander. Za nekoliko dana, 28. ovog meseca, imat ćemo prilike uživo da ih slušamo u Domu omladine. Na aktualnoj set listi Marka Olsona nalaze se neke pesme koje on svirao sa sastavom Jay Hawks, koji smo svi toliko volali. Jedna od njih je i numera Blue, i na taj način ćemo večeras i završiti ovu emisiju emitujući pesmu Blue. Pre toga samo da kažem da je Igor Istić bio tonski realizator, a Rado Ćorović organizator ove emisije. Moje ime Žikica Simić, ja vas pozdravljam. Ovo je Mark Olson i sastav Jayhawks, pesma je Blue.